Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
Ew, podcasters. YouTubers. Four Bad Eyes, Dan Mancina and Anthony Ferraro, two blind dudes, two blind persons.
Marco.
Talking about whatever.
Talking
everything.
Why? I got a freaking mountain on my forehead that I've been picking at. It's oozing over here, Jerry.
Oh, you
got picking out.
We're gonna be talking about Punta Cana and pimples, huh?
Punta Cana and pimples. Oh, how was it? Lay it on.
Punta,
me.
Dude. Punta. I got a story for you, Jerry.
Oh, lay it on.
That's
me,
gonna make you vomit, okay?
Oh God.
Right. Well, Punta Cana's cool. You know, we're at this resort. We're just stuck at a resort.
It's just a resort life. It's just the resort when you're there.
This isn't your average resort, Jerry. This is 1,400 acres. This thing had like...
Whoa, lay it on.
There's a train to get around. To get to, like, I traveled with my sister-in-law and her two kids. To get to their room from our room, it was like a 5-minute walk.
Oh,
downstairs, oh, all the way around the resort.
Yeah.
This place was huge.
Yeah, like the left wing, the right wing, the middle.
I mean, three pools. The one pool was the biggest pool I've ever seen in my life. Just huge swim up bar.
Water slide?
No water slides, but they had this pirate ship thing that was off in the water in the ocean that you could take a boat to, and it was like a water park for kids and stuff.
What?
This place was insane, dude.
That's sick.
It was massive. What was it called? Like, I don't even know. Barvero something. I don't even know, dude.
Do you it's feel like you're giant in Punta Cana, or do you just feel like you're at some hotel?
I mean, the weather. I did the ocean view room, so I had my just door wide open the whole time, and just the ocean. Slept like a little baby, except the one day we had left the blinds open and got a lot of bug bites, dude. I got swarmed.
Oh, because you left the
I left the thing open, and mosquitoes, yeah, and these little gnats get in there and fucking attacked me in the middle of the night, dude.
Oof.
But I mean, yeah, you know, you walk up on the there was a bathtub, jacuzzi tub on the balcony outside. That was dope.
Oh, dude.
Just
wait,
outdoors.
Looking at the ocean.
Yeah, looking at the ocean.
Oh, that's money.
Outside.
Could like you hear the ocean?
Oh yeah, you can hear the ocean, Jerry.
Oh,
it was right there, and we could go down these stairs, and the beach was right there.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, you have your own access.
Like
you don't have to go around and then scoop a doop and then.
Yeah, this was pretty much kind of a you go out the door and then down the
right
flight
to your
of stairs
lounge chair.
Right, a couple lounge chairs. Yeah,
get a cabana.
It wasn't like I was thinking Sarah Marshall. You open your door and the sand is right there.
That's where I stayed.
That's what I wanted.
That's where I stayed. Yeah.
Yeah. This was like, you know, you still take five steps down a little stair.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
beach
yeah,
is
yeah,
right there. It's, you know what I mean? The water's like you could throw a stone to it, but
you're not stepping off into
a little bit of separation.
Yeah.
And I was up, you know, up on the second story, and this place was so big that like you couldn't. I don't know. It seems like it might have been a little sketch if you were literally just opened up to the beach. You know what I mean? I think either downstairs ones were still kind of closed off to the outside. You know?
Oh, sketches and yeah.
Otherwise, there'd just be like drunk people just coming.
Would there be the people walking around the beach trying to sell you stuff the whole day?
A little bit. A lot of dudes out there with walkie talkies and security just walk in, making sure everyone's not getting too turnt.
Yeah, no, because sometimes they come around with like the silver or the jewelry and the.
They had, I don't know much about. We only spent a couple days on the actual beach. They had like a guy hucking coconuts 2 for $1.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, I got
sometimes they walk around.
I got 3 for $5.
Massage.
Yeah, I know they had like you get your hair braided and that kind of stuff. What's going on? Yeah. But we took where do I want to go with this? Yeah, but I mean, the place was just so massive, dude. Walking to dinner was like 15 minutes, but it's all in the same complex.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was too big.
Passing other like villas and stuff. Like places.
Yeah, it's honestly too big, dude.
How many restaurants?
I could not navigate solo in this place. It would take me like a month to figure this shit out. a lot of restaurants. I mean, we didn't even eat at all of them. And we were there for 5 nights. Like, we,
oh, wow.
The food was hit or miss, dude.
It like, is hit or miss with the all inclusive.
The buffets were like a little sketch, dude. Cockroaches scurrying around.
No.
Somebody saw a couple. It's open air. Yes, you know it's normal. It's going to happen.
Gee, I didn't think about that.
That doesn't really bother me. But like, just the food was, I mean, a lot of it was cold. You know what I mean? Like, just sitting out.
How was breakfast? Usually breakfast is a good spread.
Well, we paid for the upgrades and we got free room service. And the morning room service breakfast was amazing, dude.
Hot cocoa?
Full spread. I ordered like 3 breakfasts the first morning. 2 American style, which was just like ham, egg, sausage. Yeah.
Home fries.
What else did it come with? A whole plate of fruit, a whole thing of pastries too.
Yeah.
And then I got some other one. It was like the spa ones, like an egg white spinach omelet. Oh, but that came with the fruit and the pastries too. Yeah. So this lady came in and just filled our table up with just the most ridiculous amount of food.
Like, are you waiting for anyone else?
That was bomb. And then if you go down to the buffet, the breakfast was pretty. You could get a good omelet, like an omelet station. That's
what I remember. Yeah, and
we ended up doing. But I mean, you just get sick of the food after day 4, dude.
Yeah.
And the meat all the meat tastes different there. You know what I mean? It's not like, I don't know if it's like the
no, it's
chemicals. Not as, I don't know.
I don't think it's great beef in Mexico.
I don't know if it was good or bad. I couldn't tell.
You're not in Mexico, Dominican, which is even further. So it's like,
who knows?
The access to cows out there has got to be pretty.
Who knows?
Yeah, but you could be eating a freaking sea.
And then we did like the steakhouse one night, and the meals are like small that you get,
and they're free,
restaurants.
Right?
They are, yeah.
That's the weirdest part. Are you throwing fives around like a king?
Yeah, you're throwing the fives. But then I learned, you'd order like 3 meals at dinner, and then you just get to try everything because it's all free.
Yeah,
so it's just
I would order one of everything.
It got out of control, Jerry. I gained 15 pounds in 5 days. Not exaggerating.
That is like me after weighing. That's
insane.
Crazy that you could do that when you weren't cutting weight.
Dude, I mean, I was like,
that's hard to do. Because you were already still up. Like you were,
and I was up, exactly.
Up. Yeah, you weren't down, dude.
Now I'm all the way up, dude.
So
in order
to gain 15 pounds up is a hard task to do, Jerry. That's gonna you can lose. You're at the point now where you can lose 5 pounds walking around the block.
Yeah. I came home.
Putting your socks on, Jerry.
Well, I came home and I fasted for 48 hours.
Yourself?
I fasted for 48 hours. The first day I lost 7 pounds.
Woo!
Isn't that insane?
That's probably just all the salt and water.
Dude, salt and the booze. It was the booze. So much cheap booze. Like this,
what
the
were
rum
you
was nasty.
Were you drinking the cervezas or?
Dude, I was drinking.
Oh, the rum is so gross.
You get sick of it. The rum gets so gross after a while. I was drinking rum. I was drinking Presidente, was the Dominican beer.
Oh, yeah, the Presidente. Yeah.
Not bad.
I have an El Presidente shirt.
I brought 2 home, actually. One day I'm going to crack them. No, the beer's too little. They come in like little 8-ounce.
Yeah, the nips.
They're great. But I mean, and then I was getting like the daiquiris, the frozen daiquiris.
Did you get the vice?
Pina coladas. No, I didn't. I didn't. I thought about it, but they had a set menu and that was not on the menu.
Yeah, but you just gotta tell.
I know, but the language barrier was heavy, actually.
What's the thing? No English.
Even ordering a drink, like if I ordered a vice, they'd be like, what do? Like, no.
That's the thing.
Habla English.
These like poor countries and like especially not European. When you go there, there's no English. Like
it was not little.
Like the only English you're getting is those people that can speak very few in the hotels. And then, like, we were in Chile, and some girl, she was like freaking out, like, no one speaks English here. I'm like, you're in Chile. You're not in America.
You gotta just go with it. Get your Google Translate on.
Yeah, this is like a third world country.
But yeah, it was just interesting. Like I'm not gonna go back to that island again. Yeah, no. Like
Well,
like
it's kind of one of those like you go once and you.
Dude, Puerto Rico is way sicker.
Yeah, but
you could travel around like hit restaurants and kind of not be in this resorty area. You know what I mean?
True. There's way more local areas of. Well, dude, that's what you got. Dominican, and I feel like Bahamas and shit like that. You're only there for the resort, and
you're
that's
just there
kind
for
of
the
a
resort.
Weird concept.
If and you it's ask. Not
like you're
yeah,
going
you're
to
not,
a totally different country.
Yeah,
to just
you're not
go
getting
sit in
any
a
of the.
hotel, a place that they curate.
Yeah, it doesn't make
For
sense.
your experience, you're
I didn't
not.
really like it.
You're,
I
yeah,
didn't like it.
weird. It's
See,
like
I would like to do an all-inclusive in America.
That would be nice. Because,
Like
well,
in like
what's the
Hawaii,
difference?
maybe.
Do you know what I'm saying? What's the difference of doing all-inclusive in Punta Cana versus America? It's
Yeah,
like
not
the
much.
food might be better in America.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, Hawaii, you do feel like you're in a different country, though.
Right, right.
You really do.
And you guys, you kind of don't. I mean, I actually looked into, there's not, I don't think there's any really all
there's no
inclusive in
real
Hawaii.
all-inclusives in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I've learned that too. And like, you get sick of the resort food.
Dude, it was,
like, we were at a
yeah, I
resort
was
in
over
Hawaii, like a really nice one, one of the nicest ones. And you get over the food. It's like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're
Over
like,
it.
I got to go to a restaurant.
We got to the airport the last day, and I had Pizza Hut there. I was like, this is
it was
the greatest
probably
thing I've ever
so
had in my
good.
life.
It was probably one of the best meals you had the whole trip.
That and some chicken nuggets. They had Pizza Hut and Wendy's were the two things I had
Oh, did you
in the
get
fucking
both?
thing. No, my family did. So I had one chicken nugget. I was like, that was.
Top
I
it off.
almost
Top
I
off
almost got up and got
fatty
nuggets.
week.
I mean, it was
fatty,
by the end, dude.
fatty.
I didn't want to
I don't mean
drink.
to body shame, but you deserve it.
Dude, I didn't want to drink or eat for. I had no problem going 24 hours fast. That was easy,
That was probably
honestly.
easy. How was hour like 35?
I woke up day two feeling great. I was like, dude, I might go 3 days. And then
are you
by
just
then,
drinking water?
I was chugging water. Yeah, a lot of water.
That's it, though? The only thing you're putting in your body?
Just water. Yeah, just water. That's it. And all then right. I sauna'd both days. And
I
skated
how much
both.
Did you lose?
I skated both ways, both days, too.
Oh, my God.
By the second day, though, by night, I had to eat. My head was pounding.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I got to eat.
Well, because your body
was
so
can't
used
go
3 days. Freaking just eating.
Day one was easy. I think it's because I skated too and so on. Like, I think you're supposed to not really exert yourself. I don't know.
Yeah. 7 pounds, though. Holy shit.
7 pounds the first day. Second day was not as much because I ended up, you know, I ate that night and then I woke up and. I've been eating clean ever since. Just veggies and chicken or fish. That's all I've been eating.
Oh, nice.
And an egg. Eggs, too.
Yeah.
No cheese, though. No carbs. Just trying to slim it up. But I, like, at that 7 pounds was a big chunk. Like, the second day I lost, like, maybe, what was the second day? I think less than a pound. The day after, like, yesterday was, like, 0.4 pounds, and today was, like, a pound, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But slowing down, but oh, but
get to this story.
This is okay. So we did two boat trips where you go out, you take a bus, picks you up from the resort, and you drive out. And the first one we booked last minute. This is before like the whole wedding. This went there for a wedding before the whole wedding crew got there.
You were there for a wedding?
Yeah, my stepsister's wedding.
Oh.
But we showed up, you know, 3 days early just to kind of chill before the madness. And so we booked a boat trip of just me, Heather, and then my sister and her two kids. And they booked this party boat. So we get on this bus and then you go through and you get to see the real kind of Dominican where it's just like freaking poverty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like,
sadness.
Jess and them were like, yeah, they're like, dude, these are like the roads were just covered in garbage and trash. Yeah. And I was like, damn. But we get off. And we're greeted by our man, Ivan, dude. So Ivan hooks us up. This boat trip was dope. We got this little dinghy.
Not a very authentic name.
I don't know. But him and then Coco was the other one.
Coco
and
Tama.
Yeah, I call myself Coco. I can't remember the other crewmates, but they were just a good time. Like, you take this dinghy out to the boat. It's literally an aluminum boat with a little motor on and just ring. And they pull up to the boat. They're just like, two dudes on there already dancing and freaking popping their hips and just like,
oh god,
it was dope. That was fun
with
like,
the kids.
With the kids, Jess, my sister-in-law, got all cray cray with the kids. It was funny.
Boy.
She was dancing with all the crew members by the end. The one guy was calling her fiance and stuff like that. It was funny. But that boat was sick. Like they were like, we, if you stop at this first spot and you snorkel. So they just literally take the boat. I was like 5 minutes and you're like at this reef, you know what I mean? Coral reef. Hop out. I'm trying to dive down and hit touch the bottom.
What are you doing at this?
I jumped in the water. Heather and them are snorkeling. I just got like a floaty. And then I was ditching the floating and just, I was trying to touch the bottom. I tried like five times. I couldn't.
It was that deep?
I don't think it was. It wasn't. Yeah. I mean,
scared?
Yeah. First time. Yeah. You know, I went like halfway and came back up.
Terrified, Jared.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do. Me in the ocean.
But then I kept trying to go down with my sister-in-law and she was slowing me down, dude. She was dragging me. And you got to pop your ears too because you're going deep where you got to actually.
How deep are you going?
I don't know. Maybe I probably made it like 15 feet, maybe.
Wow. Are you
saying
maybe like
they were saying it was 12 feet, but I know I went past 12 feet.
Yeah, because 12 feet is doable. That's like two of you.
I was going down, dude. Maybe I meant 12 meters.
Yeah, I think.
3 feet?
Maybe 3 feet in a meter?
I was cruising. I know I got close once, but I only dove down four times. Couldn't do it. And then, but they only have been like 15 minutes at that because then you go to the sandbar where everyone is just partying.
Yeah.
So we got off and then we, you know, get back on the boat. Then they start pouring booze. They wait till you're done snorkeling to pour the booze.
I was going to say, do they have the booze on the boat?
Yeah, booze on the boat. It's the rum and coke or Presidente are the options.
Okay.
Same as a resort pretty much. And then they got the DJ. They're just bumping the Dominican music, dude.
Oh, it's great.
It's epic, dude.
It's
what,
dude,
are the classics?
The nightlife.
Follow the lida, lida, lida. Follow the lida.
Lida, lida.
That, you know, gasoline. That one, dude. Tucky, 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 tucky. It was just
get on gasolina.
Yeah, dude. Craziness.
Daddy Yankee and shit.
So you're just pumping that music. Shakira's playing after the Africa song. You know what I mean, which everyone knew that song. I didn't know that song. No, by Shakira. It's called Africa or something. You would know it if you heard it, but
Africa.
But every person who, no matter what language they spoke, knew that song. I was like, oh, wow. Well, Shakira's got world. She's worldwide, bro.
Yeah.
But we go. Then we hit the sandbar. That was a great time. Ivan's pouring. Like you hop in the water, and then Ivan's just walking around and filling people's cups up in the water. So that was cool. We ended up chatting with him. He was a cool dude. He had a man in Toronto, a boyfriend in Toronto or something. Talking about that. He had like 10 dogs. Like a cool dude.
Man's up north.
But I say all this to talk about the second boat trip we went on.
Same day?
This is like 2 days later. This is with like the whole, this is when all the wedding crew gets in.
Oh, so you guys are pros by this point though. You're like, oh,
I know what to expect. Yeah. It's going to be cool. But this next boat is a catamaran, which has like, you know, those like mesh nets you can lay on and like
it's like a hammock but over the water type.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. And like pretty much like a giant pontoon boat with hammocks in it.
Who got seasick?
We go on. So this one is a shorter drive. The first one, the part about it was like kind of off kilter, not really a little separated, right? This one's kind of part of the resort. We get off, we gotta fill out waivers and stuff.
Oh
my God, this is too American for me. I don't know about this. Then they take all your shoes. Like, take your shoes off, put them in the basket. I'm like, what? All right, fine. Take your shoes off. Walk on this boat, which I hate walking around on nasty, wet surfaces without shoes on. We get on this boat. This one you just walk to. You don't have to take a little dinghy to it. You know what I mean? They got it actually docked. Guy gives the spiel. I can't remember. This guy was a douche, dude. Fuck this company, dude. Okay. He's giving it. I was like, this guy's a chotch, dude. I'm not feeling this boat vibe.
Yeah,
go out to the first, and there's like a second deck you can go on, right? Upstairs, you know what I mean? So we're chilling, and like this thing, the wind is kicking, so there's some waves, and people are starting to feel a little woozy on this one. This boat's a rocking.
Yeah. Don't rock.
We're going out to the first spot, and everyone's like, oof, I got to go sit down, dude. I was chilling, though. I was all right. But what was I going to say?
Kelly.
Oh, yeah. It's the same set. Oh, yeah. She would have been.
Yeah, she gets real motion sickness.
Oh, he says, okay, when you use the bathrooms, turn around and sit down to use the bathrooms, okay?
Okay.
And then you pump this thing 10 times, pump the thing. Okay. But turn around because the boat's rocking. You know, everyone peeing everywhere. I'm like, everyone's like, okay, got it.
You're like, I do that already.
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, I was going to do that anyways. Yeah. We go out to the first, he's like, you know, no drinking until we get after the first, snorkel thing, same thing, snorkel at the reef and then go to the sandbar. We go to the snorkeling thing. Everyone's up top and people are jumping out. You can jump off or you can take the stairs down. And this is where things go.
Oh no, get a ride.
No bueno for me. Okay. I come up to the guy. He's like, you want to jump? I was like, yeah, I'm going to jump. He's like, oh.
Wait, so you're jumping. Sorry. You're jumping off the boat?
Off the boat. Like the second. Okay, yeah.
Second
maybe,
story?
Maybe 7 feet above. It's like half a story. Right, kind
of. Yeah.
He's like, hang on. Ask the captain. Hey, blah, 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 blah. No. No.
Was he going to let you jump?
No, you can't jump. I was like, what? Like, are you serious? He's like, no, you can't jump. I was like, fuck this. Oh. Whatever, dude. Whatever. Heather's just like, just leave it. Leave it. I was like, fucking punk that.
How
dude.
Pissed were you?
I was instantly over it. I mean, oh, just
take
it,
me
dude.
Home.
I was so fucking over it.
Give me more rum.
But I go in and we go down these sketchy stairs. We're sketchier than fucking jumping. Was going down these weird stairs without a railing.
Take the stairs.
Yeah, without a railing, and the waves are crackling and thing, and the stairs go like right into the water, kind of.
So bummed out,
dude. I was livid.
You're livid, but you're bummed.
I'm just bummed. Yeah, you're just like, wow, okay. I'm just degraded. Like I'm a fucking child. That's sweet, dude.
Yeah.
Get in the water. We start swimming around. Everyone's, you know, and I was like, how's like, how deep? He's like, he said same thing, 12 feet. Like, I'm a diver. He's like, no, no diving, no diving. He didn't let me dive down.
What?
Fuckers,
oh, this is a different crew.
That's a whole different crew.
They're like, where's Ivan, dude? Get Ivan.
Dude, that's what I kept saying. I was like, man, I want Ivan so bad. Whatever. I'm just doggy paddling around.
So you gave up, though. You were just like, whatever.
I didn't want to, I wasn't pushing it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not. This isn't my.
But I commend you for still getting in the water because I don't know if I would have.
Yeah. I was with Heather. I was like, I got to go with Heather.
So he says no diving.
No diving.
Meaning no, not even dive. No, like turning upside down in the water.
No going under. No going underwater.
What the fuck? Was it only you?
I don't. I think I was the only one trying to dive.
Went under the water, came up, be like, I can see.
I should have just not asked. I should have just done it.
I know. Whatever, keep going.
Well, we get on the boat and then we go to the sandbar. They park this boat.
Same old sandbar?
The old same old sandbar. It's like the same crew.
Yeah. And then
or like the same routine that all these boats
I've been
do, you know. We go to the sandbar. We were looking for his boat. We couldn't find him. He wasn't out there. But and then this sandbar, like you say they gotta go down the stairs, get in the water, and it was like all the girls could not touch where we parked the boat. Uh-huh. So we had to like literally swim to like where they could like barely touch.
Mm-hmm.
So like this crew just didn't know what the fuck they were doing, dude. They sucked.
Yeah, this crew sounds like the old.
And the old finale here. This is where this is where you're gonna vomit.
Lay it on
okay?
me, bub.
I'm whatever. I'm just boozing, dude. I'm drinking the Presidentes. They're just going down like water. I'm like, fuck this. I'm getting every dime on these people I can, dude. Just chugging the Presidentes.
Oh, no.
We start traveling home, and I'm like, oh, I got to piss, dude. I was like, I do not want to go in that bathroom. You don't have shoes on, dude. It's the end of the day.
So
everyone's
slimy.
Been drinking.
Yeah, everyone's been pissing in
there. There's piss in there all over
the
place.
Floor.
I'm like, whatever. I got to go to the bathroom. Walk to the bathroom. Said, sit down. So I turn around, and I sit down, and my balls
No!
And get submerged in toilet piss. I wanted to die, dude. I stood up so fast. I was like, oh my God.
I'm going to throw up. That's
oh my God.
Disgusting.
Oh my God. It was the nastiest. That was one of the grossest experiences I don't know what. There's probably puke. You know what is in that toilet.
Leads to my next question.
No one was turning around. Nobody was doing the 10 pumps. And I got fucking shafted
How saggy are your balls?
Oh, they're saggy. It's hot, too.
Was it that high up? Was the water that
high? The water was that high up. It was like about to overflow. And I got saggy balls, too.
Oh, my God.
It was, dude. Oh, it makes me shiver just thinking about it.
What did you proceed to do?
Dude, well, I stood up and I just stood up and pissed all over the fucking place because fuck that. I came out of that bathroom like, Heather.
Shit and puke spray.
I was like, Heather, you won't believe what just happened. And I told her, like, oh my God. And then this guy proceeds. Then we pretty much pulled up to the shore like 2 minutes later. And the guy proceeds to, pass us on. Tell everyone we did a great job. I was like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Oh,
suck. What the fuck was his name?
Jump off the damn bridge.
Redon, what was his name? Oh, I wish I could remember. The place sucked. Fucking catamaran off of that place. Ass, dude.
Oh, man, dude. That's disgusting.
But totally we parked like a minute later. I got off the boat on the shore. Jumped I just in. It's like only like knee deep, but I just sat on my ass right on the shore. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh.
That place sucked.
Oh.
Made me feel like a piece of crap.
That's worse than when it shoots
and
up.
Teabagged a freaking toilet.
Teabag in the
catamaran urine,
toilet.
Oh.
Oh my God. That is.
Went back to the resort and passed out for a bit. Woke up for dinner, dude.
Showered.
Home and I showered when I got back.
Insane.
Oh, it was nasty, dude.
Oh no.
Don't sit. I don't know. You know, maybe sitting down isn't the answer.
Yeah, I don't know what to do in those situations. I think I told
one of the dudes you're with. He's like, "Oh, you sat down." I was like, "Yeah, he told us, dude." I was like, "Oh man,
dude, that's." I've probably given myself severe kidney damage just because I refused to go to spare bathrooms.
I mean, when you're drinking though, like you got
the ocean,
dude,
right there. Why didn't you just piss in the ocean?
You can't just pee off the side of the boat.
But the boat was moving.
Yeah, the boat's moving. You can't just pee. There's like
You were docked still. I thought you were still docked.
No. We were cruising. We were going back from the sandbar to the back home or whatever.
Oh my God. Catamaran.
Yeah. But screw that. But Ivan's the man, dude. You gotta find Ivan in the party boat.
You got catamaran handled.
Yeah, dude. That was bad.
What the catamaran
Dan.
Catamaran Dan.
Oh, yeah, that was my Punta Cana, dude. The wedding was cool. Bunch of drama with the family, bullshit, but wedding was dope. Got to see my dad. I haven't seen him in a while.
Last time I was in Punta Cana, I got my ass beat.
Oh, wait. Did you have a thing there?
No, I was there when I was a kid. My brother was dating his girlfriend at the time, and I hated her. And I just kept yelling, "You're pussy whipped." And then and I was like screaming it on the beach. He like did something to me that really upset me.
Yeah,
I'm just yelling, "Fuck you, you fucking pussy whipped bitch." And I'm like yelling at him. I'm going, "Shh." Like doing it all.
Damn.
I'm like 10 years old.
And he just snapped on you.
Dude, he beat the shit out of me. I'm pretty sure he tried to drown me in the pool. Oh, man.
Yeah, Punta Cana, dude. I ain't never going back there, dude. We're going to Puerto Rico next time.
Look at my balls in the catamaran.
Fucking Dominican Republic, dude. Jeez.
That's a good one.
Gotta try a different island.
Yeah. They're all the same. It's all the same.
Aruba. Someone said Aruba's really dope.
It is, but it's boring.
You been to Aruba?
Yeah, I've been twice.
Boring, same thing, huh?
It's just you have a resort, you have the beach. The island's super small, and you can just chill on the beach, and the food's good. The people are cool. But
that's
like,
where like Puerto Rico. You can rent a car and drive
so
around
small,
the island.
Dude. You can drive around this island in 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that
there's two sides of the island. There's the bad side and then the resort side.
Right.
And then there's one cool thing you can do. You can like go hike up these stair things. It's like a stair hike almost.
Uh-huh.
And, you can like see the sunrise, and sometimes you could see Venezuela like in the distance if it's cool.
See, yeah, I'm not an island guide. I don't like
I
the
like
island, man.
island vibe, but
I don't know.
I
I
think
don't
I'm
like it,
only
dude.
I'm over it in like 3 days.
I don't like the island vibe, but I gotta move faster than that. I move slow, but
Yeah.
that shit's
I
too.
like Europe. Europe's my vibe.
Dude, I gotta go see, yeah, not an island next year. So now I know, yeah, now our real honeymoon, I don't think we're gonna do an all-inclusive, because that was maybe
All
Jamaica though.
inclusives are
See, I
tight
love
if you
Jamaica.
just want to go booze for a couple days and
Yeah.
not do anything and chill in nice weather. That's
Yeah.
all it is. It's no like
Right.
there's
It's a
no
winter.
culture
So
to it.
winter escape. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just helping out the economy.
Yep.
It's great. Like Aruba is like 90% relies on
Right.
travel, like people, tourism.
Yeah. And I mean, my sister-in-law carrying them. They did, what did they do? What the hell is the other really popular one?
St. Thomas, Bermuda,
Not Bermuda. Damn it. What
Curacao.
kind of, they bought like a package at like Costco. Damn it. Why can't I think of it?
Aruba,
I don't know. Some, but they had a great, but they went in the off season in
St.
October.
Martin, St. Thomas, one of those.
Went to some island, I don't know, off of Florida there, somewhere in the Caribbean zone. But they had a great time. Like they got to know their bartender and like had
Yeah, I
met
did. That happened
them,
to
and
be
it was cool.
Mexico, and it was a good experience.
Yeah, this was just too disconnected. There was just too many people. The place was too big.
That sounds like a shit show. It sounds
You
like where
couldn't
you
even
go
like
for like,
walk. Like the resort was just massive.
it sounds like where you go for like a freaking bachelor party.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the pool was dope, but I mean, you can have a badass pool anywhere. Going for the beach. The water was nice. I don't know. Ivan was cool too, but
Fuck that catamaran.
the catamaran
Dude.
was a bad experience, dude.
That's crazy.
Oh, we were driving, we were cruising on the catamaran. It's like, oh, dolphins, dolphins, dolphins. Everyone's like, what? Oh, everyone's runs up. They just pulled up next to the fucking area where they had them enclosed to like
Oh, come
swim with them.
on. That's so.
He ain't a fucking dolphin.
That's a
You guys suck,
that's an
dude.
indentured servant.
Dude, yeah, it was fucking
It's a
whack,
fucking
dude.
like that's like how in Disney World they have nets over the sky so the birds can't fly out.
Really, dude?
Like
Oh,
what the
jeez.
fuck, dude? You
Oh my God. Yeah.
know what I got told I looked like the other day?
Let me take a wild guess. Joe Pesci. Who?
A fucking Neanderthal.
Oh,
Don't tell me I looked like a
you
caveman.
like a gorilla
Yeah,
man?
like gorilla man, caveman.
What, you're dragging your arms or something, dude?
I don't know. I was walking on my knuckles, but it was only for a little
Oh.
bit. Oh, shit. Did you see the course?
What?
The course for Paris?
No, is it insane?
It's fucked, Sherry.
Yeah, probably 15 stair hubba.
It's like a five flat five. There's a
Oh yeah, we're going to Paris, people, to
yeah, I
skate in
think we
the
said that.
SLS event.
We
Did we?
got to go out on the town one day. I want to come around the streets one day.
Dude, I'm going to a fucking 3-Michelin-star restaurant, dude. That's my only thing I want to do.
Oh, me and Kelly said we're only eating good places. We're like
I'm gonna
doing
drop like a fucking
we should
couple
do a four
stacks,
bad
dude.
eyes dinner one night.
Ooh, hot mama. Yeah, baby.
That's what we
Yeah.
should do. We should
Well, I
find.
realize that the Adidas team is gonna be there. Some of the Adidas team, like
Oh, really?
Vincent, two of the, because they escaped the SLS.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm gonna be pretty Adidas up most of the time,
Yeah.
but definitely do a, yeah, do a four bad eyes dinner or something.
Yeah, I know Austin.
I'll be a free lot of breakfast time too. I don't think Paul usually gets up, does that.
Yeah.
Go hit the town. And I want to, you know what I want to, what I really want to do? Joe List sold me on this when he was in Paris. He was talking about it. Gotta roll some hand rolled cigarettes and smoke some cigarettes in Paris, baby.
Oh, Europe always makes you want to smoke a fucking
You know,
cigarette.
I want to smoke
so
a cigarette.
Ah. It's so seductive.
In the rain, right? Under a bridge.
Sexy. I know, at the two-seater bistro table with
yes.
your fucking call, your espresso and the ashtray right
Yep. there. And a hand-rolled
oh,
freaking wacky
so
or
good.
Tobacco. Not wacky tobacco, regular
so
tobacco.
Good.
Yeah. I'm not a smoker, but
no.
I love a cigarette in Europe.
Yeah. Some I smell cigarette just smells so good.
Oh, I smell gross to me. See, I'm not like that.
I hate Oof. The smell of cigarettes on people, but when it's
yeah.
being smoked, sometimes it just
nothing makes me more angry than I get off a long flight and I'm grumpy and I step outside and I just smell cigarette. I'm like, fucking
yeah.
get the fuck away from
yeah.
me, dude.
Well,
take
geez,
your
that
shit
gasoline.
Somewhere else. Oh yeah, you hit by yeah, LAX.
Like,
LAX is just
perfect.
Smog and cigarette smoke. You're like,
yeah.
oh my god. Yeah.
But yeah, no
yeah,
Oscar's gonna be there too.
What's up?
Oscar's going too.
Oh, he I was wondering who else? Justin is not. I talked to Justin, he's not. He didn't get any invite. I was like, I don't know who I reach out to.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, I think
no.
he has asking up. Oscar about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oscar,
that's I got recommended.
I don't know how they found people, just social media or something.
I think the dude from Paris or from France that's an adaptive skater.
Okay.
He's really good.
Well, that's what I'm also wondering. Is there other adaptive skaters out there?
Yeah.
Blind? Any blind?
I don't know. I think we're the only blind.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, I'm hoping some other blind skaters. I want to meet some new blind shrelpers, dude.
That'd be cool if, like, Marcelo was there.
Yeah, him. That would be good. Or, like, the Japanese dude. I want to meet
yeah.
that dude really bad.
Yeah, he's nasty.
I don't know what his name is. It's something really Japanese that I can't pronounce.
Super Japanese.
I'm dumb. Something harder than Dan. Or Tony.
Oh, man. Yeah, but. It'll be fun.
Yeah, dude. I'm looking forward to that. What time is it? I didn't hog the whole thing. What time is it? Oh, you got like 20.
One notification. Reminder. 7, 9, 12, 14, 23.
Yeah, dude. Work. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. I already booked two reservations to choose from the same place, two different days. Neither on Valentine's Day.
I called yesterday. Today is, what's today? Today's Friday. I called them Thursday before Valentine's Day. Which was what, a week out, right?
Yeah.
No reservation. I was like, what? Nothing available at this fancy restaurant I always go to, the Gandhi Dancer in Ann Arbor. It's my favorite.
Hold me
spot,
closer, dude. Gandhi Dancer.
Dude, count the headlights on the highway. It's right on the train tracks. A train goes by. If you sit by the window and the train goes by and everyone
now,
claps.
I've
talked about this before. Yeah.
Didn't you go there for your, like, after your wedding?
After my wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever I get a big check,
it's where
or
you
something
got
like
the,
that, it's where I'll go drop like a couple $100 on a day.
Yeah. It's like $300 meal.
Oh, yeah. I haven't spent that much, but this time I think I am because there's a crab leg thing that's $200.
What?
And I'm probably going to rock that.
$200 crab leg.
$200. I think it's like 2 pounds or something like that for like the Alaskan crabs. I think it's like $200.
That thing better come with a happy ending.
Well, then I always get the side. I get a side. The crab cakes there are so.
So you're gonna do crab legs
good.
And crab cake side?
Yeah, give me a side crab.
Oh my God.
Every meal, I start off with a crab cake as an appetizer, and then every meal, I said throw a crab cake on there too.
Oh
so
my!
I'm about to drop. I don't even know.
I'm going in Paris. That's all I know.
Yeah, I'm fat. I'm doing my eating good. That meal I'm gonna eat. That's gonna be my big meal next Tuesday.
Yeah, same.
But then Paris, I'll let loose a little bit.
I'm dieting. I'm like 4 days.
1664, baby. Good beer out there, dude.
Today's gonna be my fourth day in a row working out. So doing all right.
Oh, nice. No, yeah, knees hanging in there, getting strong.
Yeah, dude. My biggest fear is just going and embarrassing myself, but whatever.
Nah, you won't do that, dude. I mean, the course is gonna be, we're gonna be skating fucking banks, is what we're gonna be skating.
Yeah, we'll do our,
you know what I mean?
We'll go
like,
bank
that's
to
all
bank.
We got.
And
yeah.
It's going to be loud. It's going to be hectic. There's going to be other skaters.
Paul said there is a flat bar that goes into, like, you can pop over into the bank, which is, like, that's my shit. I'm hoping,
oh, okay,
I'm
yeah.
hoping that is there.
Might be able to board slide.
And it's not too bucky buck, but.
Yeah, I think everything's going to be waist level.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting course for an adaptive.
Ellie said there was a ledge somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
I can't really. I don't know. There's not usually a ledge.
There's usually a ledge off on the side.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
that would be good.
Yeah.
Cross my fingers.
Yeah.
What was I saying though? Oh, yeah. I called yesterday for get a reservation fully, but I didn't think things would be booked down. You gotta call like 2 weeks in advance or something for this holiday, huh?
Yeah, this place that we go to, they even close the whole month of January, and then reopen Valentine's Day, like the day before.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to make my rezo for the day before.
I'm not doing big gifts this year, though, Jared. I'm doing the old. I went pretty hard this year on stuff, so.
Yeah, I spent a lot of money.
I can't. I'm starting to get tight on money. I'm like getting worried about money, stressing.
Things get slow, you know, and it's heavy. It's either crazy or it's nothing, dude.
Yeah.
That's how it is for me with this fucking lifestyle we live, dude.
Hey, my video of me reading like how I braille books for my baby.
Yeah.
I did an interview with someone from like England the other day.
Uh-huh.
They just wanted to interview me about it, and then the next day it got picked up by the New York Post.
Ooh, nice. Dude.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's really cute.
Like a little wholesome story. Yeah, braille awareness.
That's good.
Talk about
Braille. Is it Braille month? One of these months was Braille month. Last month, maybe?
Last month. You know, it's funny. I posted that video without even knowing it on National Braille Awareness Day.
Oh, on the actual
day.
Yeah,
and then I don't know if you saw, I made a croissant video where I was rolling croissants at the bakery. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I posted that on National Croissant Day.
Shut up.
Yeah, I swear to God. It's a synchronicity over
that
here.
That is bizarre. Yeah.
I know. It's crazy.
The Braille one I get, maybe subconsciously, because I feel like you've done the stuff on Braille Day.
Yeah, but I had no idea it was even that month. I had no idea. And then the croissant one croissant was great. That just blew my mind.
Yeah, like, oh, okay, this is weird.
This is just fucking. Come on. Did you see? I changed the tire.
I did see that video.
I did
great, dude.
I did a good job. But I didn't
I hope you put them bolts on correct, dude.
I did.
You knew it was in the star pattern.
For the past couple of days. And I didn't realize you're supposed to, I learned something new. You're supposed to
tighten them before you drop
supposed,
the car.
No, I did that. But you're supposed to put the spare on the back. If you're supposed to move a tire to the front, if it's a front tire.
Oh, I didn't know
you're
that.
You're supposed to put the spare on the back. But
that makes sense, actually.
Dude, if you don't know how to change a tire, you just never tried because it's fucking easy.
It's not so easy. It's not
rocket science, dude.
The hardest thing
is getting the jack set up for me.
Finally right spot.
Yeah.
And yes. And the hard thing is getting that damn tire back on them freaking.
Oh, that is the hardest part. That is one of the hardest parts. Yeah, that's super hard. Kelly had to help me get it in one, and then I put it in the rest.
Yes, I had to say that.
And then you have to like hold it up against it to like get the screw in first. Or...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool, though, being able to do that. I was like, hell yeah. It wasn't hard. It's so easy. Like, dude, that's what I'm... If you don't try to change a tire, you never tried.
Right.
It's the biggest... I don't know.
Yeah, if you're calling AAA to change it.
But then the other night, we went out. So Kelly's mom stayed here for like two nights last week. And we went to go on a date. And we get to the. But Kelly has like no milk. She's not like pumping or anything. She's just breastfeeding. And she's getting saved. And it was after she already went to sleep. So we leave. We get to the restaurant. There's a wait. Get in the car. All of a sudden, Kelly's a text. Hey, she's up and she's unconsolable.
She wants to eat.
She needed food bad. And Kelly put on like the camera. And to hear that crying, dude, was heartbreaking.
No.
It was like, you're like, dude, I started feeling like I was going to throw up. So Kelly starts ripping home. And all of a sudden, she's making these turns like... and like slide everything. Oh, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, she has to, I know she knows there's a spare on this car right now. Like, she has to know. And then all of a sudden, she's making a turn, and I hear the spare go. And I'm like, the spare.
Oh my.
She's like, oh, she totally forgot about the spare. But it was crazy. Like, when you just like, as a parent, that feeling, you're like, oh, man, it sucks.
Look at you guys.
And now, like, it's her first time being sick. She has, like, a little fever and shit. And, like, it's hard. It's, like, heartbreaking because they can't do it.
Yeah, little baby, there's your nose all running.
Yeah.
Boogers. Yeah, I got to suck all the boogies out.
Stuff.
Yeah. Little baby.
Crazy.
Sick baby. Oh, yeah, dude. Sick babies.
Sick babies. I woke up the other morning. Kelly was like, I was sick a week or two ago, and I woke up to Kelly like rubbing my head, and then I woke up to Lane. She was my baby was just pulling my hair, like just pulling, just pull. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, the pull hair, the hair pull. I remember the hair pull. Yes,
the hair. Oh man, dude, when I
my go
beard
for that
was
hair,
just
dude.
Really bad, and she was pulling my beard.
Oh yeah, they crazy. Got little strength too,
dude, and it's a strong grip. You're like, holy crap. She held like up little, my cane the other day.
Like little monkeys, dude.
Yeah.
Rip your
I
hair
just
right
got, I just ordered that book, The Five Little Monkeys, coming on the bed. Monkeys. One oh, fell yeah, off yeah. and hit its head. Which I got from Ceilings Braille Books. Didn't know they are from Livonia.
Livonia, that's my hometown,
dude. That's
dude.
Amazing.
Ceilings, bro.
He's like, what's this box from Livonia? I was like, oh, it's from Livonia?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, I've been in there. I've
You've been
books.
In Ceilings?
Yeah, I've boarded.
Do they have like a showroom?
Too. Not a show. They have just a tiny little office kind of
thing.
Oh,
so you can't like go through all the books?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think they have too many. They don't have just like an archive to really choose from, I don't believe.
Yeah.
They didn't when I went, this had to be like fucking 6 years ago.
Yeah, I got like three the Five Little Monkeys. I got the Green Eggs and Ham.
Seedlings. No way, that's dope.
One Fish, Two Fish. Old yeah. McDonald, and the Old McDonald has finger puppets for each animal.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had him when this is when I first learned Braille, and I only knew grade one. I had him grade one, The Little Prince, like my favorite kid's book when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
This is giant book in grade one, dude. They're like, oh, you really want us to do that? We don't really, and they did it for me, though.
Oh, that's sick. That's cool. Funny.
I think I got it in grade two now, too.
Grade two?
Yeah, see, yeah. Shout out to Seedlings in Livonia.
Oh, yeah, shout out. Big shout out to Seedlings. They're awesome. They sent me, when my baby was born, they sent me a couple books as a gift.
Oh, nice.
And then
nice.
I called, like, 2 days ago or whenever to order the books, and they remembered me. They're like, oh, is this Anthony?
Sick. Yeah. Nice, dude. Yeah, that's good. I feel like you were saying something. Were you saying something?
I don't know.
Maybe you was sick.
Out of
it. Your hair, your beard. Held your cane for the first time.
Yeah, held my cane.
I don't know. Yeah, sick babies, though.
I think I talked about this. Lego sent me some cool Braille bricks.
Yeah, you did mention that. Yeah. You've been playing with those things, dude?
Not yet.
Stack them
big
things
mess.
Up. Oh, you gotta be careful with that baby, dude.
It's
eating them Legos.
Big old mess, dude. Yeah.
You're choking on the choking hazard.
Yeah, I've just been dadding around, dude. I've been serious dad mode, I feel like. You know, Ellie was sick and I was taking care of the baby and Delta.
Dude, 59 degrees today. It's January, what?
Yeah, it's pretty
9th?
Beautiful out here, too.
No. You know what? It's 30 degrees higher than the average temperature for this time of year in Michigan.
That's crazy.
It's scary. That's scary.
Hold on.
Legitimately scary. I've never had a warm February.
Really?
I've had warm Decembers. January is hit or miss. February is
no,
always...
No, this global warming thing is real. It's real. Dude,
I guess last year was pretty bad too, but not...
The lakes aren't freezing. The ice caps are melting. There's an ice...
Dude, it is screwed
the Earth's flat.
Up. The Earth is flat. What was I going to say? Oh, I moved in. We closed down our house 1 year ago yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was
the day
big.
We were recording this, Wednesday. I remember then it was still pretty warm,
Friday,
too. It's Friday? Oh, Thursday. Then we closed down. Yeah. Closed on a Wednesday. Then, yeah.
What was he going to say?
35. One notification. Reminders. Sat 9. 14:35.
14:35.
I wanted to. Maybe we'll do that next one. I want to do one where we come up with questions for each other to get to know each other with random shit. I think it'd be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like we had. What was I gonna? Damn it! I had a good idea too. Dude, I got a. Actually, I don't even want to say it.
What?
I have such a good Shark Tank.
Pitch!
I can't say it's too good.
Why?
It's
no, you
I'll
good.
Tell you off air.
No, it's that good.
I can't. It's good, dude. It might already exist.
Oh,
I haven't
you know
looked
what?
Into
I came
it.
Up. Me and Kelly came up with one.
You got one?
Hey,
dude.
Sharks! Are you tired of carrying your dog's shit around? Are you tired of that? That dog just plops that. You know, just pops the squat, and then you have to pick the poop up and carry it.
It's the worst.
So, introducing the poop clip. This clips onto your dog's collar, or you can get our custom collar custom interchangeable clips. And what you do, it comes with
our patent bag.
It comes with our patent bag that has a carabiner clip. You know, there's a little hook hole on every bag. And you pick up the poop, you twist it up, tie it up, and you make the dog carry it, Sharks.
The poop clip.
The poop
ladies
clip.
And gentlemen. The poop clip. Great idea.
Great idea, right? And then once you find a garbage, you can unclip and hold up to three poops. Or one.
Ooh, more than one, yes. For them big dogs. You know,
or one poop of a Great Dane. Or
Otter will fill two poop bags up. And
my buddy had a bull mastiff and he used to just carry a shovel.
Dude, that's the way to do it. Yeah. When we pick poop up in the yard, I put a rubber glove on and I just grab it and throw it in the giant bag.
Gross.
Yeah, dude. That's nasty
because everything you touch that glove after is just.
Well, you're not even walking around touching the walls with the damn thing.
You got to feel for the bag. And
you take that off like a surgical glove, dude.
Oh, man.
Poop clip, though. Great idea.
That's a good one. So I'm asking for $500,000 for 7% of my company.
All right. I'd invest, dude.
Customer acquisition cost is zero. Done no marketing. All word of mouth.
Dude, you should patent that one.
I know. I have a pending...
Patent pending, yes.
What is it?
What is it called?
Utility patent.
Utility patent pending, yeah. Shark Tank. I need more Shark Tank in my life, dude. I need the full-on Hulu, dude.
You got to do the freaking audience.
How much is the upgrade Hulu?
I think it's like $8.
Is it that cheap?
I don't know.
Do we update our Hulu every year, one time a year, and that is on what's it called? Black Friday? And we get it for $1.
Really?
Every year.
Oh, for annual?
Yep.
Damn, that's
$1.
A deal.
A new email address and everything.
Yeah, I wonder. I probably
$1 a month. So $0.99 a month.
Subscription.
$0.99
a month. $0.99 a month. So $12 for the year. Yeah. Nice. That's a good deal. It's usually like $12 a month.
Yes, yeah, dirt cheap. But yeah, dude.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I think that's it.
Yeah. I'm just throwing it against the wall over here.
Get your poop clip, dude.
Poop clip.
That's it. That's all, folks.
Not to be
I hogged this
with
episode.
The,
we'll have to.
No, that was good. Not to be confused with the ball towels.
Jesus, dude. I'm gonna start. I need what are those things called?
I need freaking.
What's it called? The
ball
female.
Sand, huh?
It's like a female condom, contraceptive. Not a dent.
A dam.
Dental dam. I need to put one of those on my balls when I sit down.
You put a wrap of flashlight around your ball.
Dude, I am scarred, dude. It was scary. So revolting.
Dude, Kelly used to open the bathrooms and look before I went in.
Like, dude.
Started dating.
So bad.
I remember one time I was in a stall. And me and Kelly just started dating, and like I'll never forget, I was at Joe's Coffee or whatever in New York City, and Joe and the Juice. And I was in the stall in the like handicap one, and I had used like a paper towel, and I didn't know where the garbage was. So I was looking all over, and then I just threw it on the floor. I was like, fuck it. And then Kelly went in the bathroom after me. I was like, oh shit. Hopefully
she saw it.
I think I'm hopeless. Oh,
that's my one pet peeve about Delta. They have the lotion and the soap.
I always use the lotion back. Sometimes I'll use the hand sanitizer instead of soap.
You don't know which one is which. Drives me nuts.
Yes. Right along.
Oh, a quick little.
What?
Yeah, I'll say it. Go a little overtime. Delta flight on the way there. I remember I went all out on this trip. First class, baby. Seat.
Lay down?
No, it's not a long flight. You know, like 4 hours.
Yeah,
flight.
Yeah.
1A and 1B. Right in the front. But I heard the crew members chitter chatting. I was hyped up when we were heading out. I said, give me a mimosa, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Heather gets a mimosa. Person behind us gets a mimosa. Person next to us gets a mimosa. Behind, whole first class, pretty much. Mimosas. Sister-in-law, wait, she was in way in the nosebleeds back there, you know, with the kids doing, so get back there with the kids. And she ordered a mimosa. By the end of the flight, I ordered one. She's like, ooh, I think it doesn't usually happen. I think you guys drank us on a mimosa. Let me see. I got the last one, and I hear her back there. And she's like, oh, I need to get some crew juice. Talking to the flight attendants.
Crew juice.
And I'm crew juice. That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said in my own brain. I said, crew juice. What is crew juice? But she comes up.
Crew
and I was
juice
like,
the name of the episode. I'll tell you that one.
Yeah, it is. Crew juice, baby. And she comes up. And like later in the flight, she asked me about it. I was like, yeah. I was like, can I get a crew juice? And she just laughed. And I was like, what is crew juice? And she just was giggling. She's like, she's like, some of the other flight attendants are a lot older and they've been in the game for a long time. And that's something from way back in the day that I guess the crew used to drink. The crew juice was like some little.
Like whiskey or something?
I don't know. I mean, it might have just been booze. You know what I mean? But like, it's like back when flying had no rules.
Remember jungle juice?
That's what I thought. Yeah. But I think it just means that the flight attendants are sipping on something. You know what I mean? They have a little bit of crew juice.
You're like, we have whiskey, vodka, gin, rum. You know, give me a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah. So next time you get an older flight attendant, ask him for some crew juice.
I'm asking for some crew juice, too.
Yeah. Ask any time.
Oh, man. Yeah. We'll call in.
Yeah, we'll finish. We should finish the rest of the calls next up, too.
Yeah, we will. We'll finish the voicemails and stuff. Call in. Right. Leave your reviews. And thanks, everyone. Thanks, Eyes and Ears. We'll,
yes, thanks, Eyes and Ears.
Talk to you next week, as always.
Keep pushing.
And one love.
Keep pushing. And one love from Four Bad Eyes.